This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username coming up here in moments. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. I think all three of us here tonight with you in the studio, by the way, it's Ian,
James,
and Daryl.
I think all three of us had the same story to talk about, which is the Apple versus the federal government. Situation that's been developing over basically it seems like the last there's a big piece of news in the last 24 hours about it, but it's certainly been in the news previously that Apple and other companies like Google have had full phone encryption on their phones as a newer feature in one of their more recent operating system releases, and the iOS, I don't know which version it was that they rolled it out with, but they've had this thing going on for a little bit now, and apparently the feds, a federal judge, has now ordered Apple to de-encrypt a cell phone, specifically the cell phone, I believe one of the phones of the San Bernardino shooters, or the alleged San Bernardino shooters. And so the government wants to get in there, but Apple is saying, we can't do that. I've got the actual Apple response that they wrote to their customers to inform them of why they were doing what they were doing and, you know, what's going on. Engadget has the story that judge tells Apple to help the FBI access the shooter's iPhone. After a couple shot 14 people in San Bernardino before being killed themselves on December 2nd, the authorities recovered a locked iPhone. Since then, the FBI has complained that it is unable to break the device's encryption. In a case that has implied support that it has implied supports its desire for tech companies to make sure that it can always have a way in. And, of course, the whole point of encryption is to keep people out. And if there's a back door that is programmed into software that only the government is supposed to be able to access, even if you support the government, as apparently Donald Trump does, we'll get into that aspect of this story. Donald Trump is on the side of the state here. But even if you support the, if you support the government, you still should like the idea of being able to keep your files private from others. And if there's a back door, then that means someone besides the government can get access to it. Someone with the hack skills can get in there. Of course, I don't think the government should have access to it either. I think what you want to keep private should be up to you to decide who accesses it.
Yeah, it's kind of pointless, too, because if you're serious about, let's say, doing nefarious things, I mean, you're going to take steps to prevent this anyway. I mean, it's like stupid to punish everyone for the actions of a few.
Now, James, when you say you would take steps to prevent it, you mean steps in addition to just encrypting your iPhone?
That's right. I mean, if you're, like, I don't know, if you have somewhat, if you have any kind of intelligence at all, if you're going to do criminal things or terrorist things, you know, you're going to take some steps to try to cover your tracks.
If you're smart.
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, it's like a stupid issue anyway. And it's
There are some people that they go the opposite route and say, you know what, I'll just do it out in public, and then hopefully it just winds up blending into all of the other, you know, stuff that's in the public and nobody will notice.
Well, that would only really work, Daryl, that particular approach, if you were, let's say, not being monitored by the government, if you're just in this mix of all this data that the NSA is monitoring or something like that, if you're just text messages in hundreds of thousands or billions or whatever of text messages, that's one thing. But as soon as they decide to keep an eye on you, then that's not going to work.
I don't know.
Right.
Like, it seems like to me that the government has a really bad habit of inconveniencing everyone because of a few bad actors. And like a good example of that, of course, is, I think, the TSA. You know, a couple people, like, hijacked an aircraft. So now it's like we're going to inconvenience everyone till the end of time, you know. And I would just say, like, look, you know, like, here are the risks, and, you know, bad things can happen. Let's not like make a huge deal about is, I guess, be my approach to.
Sure, and I'd rather see the marketplace provide security.
Yeah,
for,
I would too.
For airplanes,
be
let's have
so
a,
much better.
Let's have choices. Let's have different options for security out there. Different companies providing solutions.
Unfortunately. That hasn't happened since, like, the 1970s, I believe.
Well, 'cause
when
the government has been running the airports.
Right. Well, it was back in the 70s when there was, I forget the legislation, but there was some kind of legislation that mandated that the airports have security. So it went away from allowing the airlines to do their own security to the airports doing security. And then after the September 11th attacks is when the TSA was created, and all of these contracted companies that were hired by the various airports.
Right, they got blown out.
They were all made. No, they didn't get blown out. They all got turned into federal contractors.
Oh, so really?
The TSA hired all of these people that were contract employees.
I didn't know that.
But somehow, because now they have a official government title, now they're not going to be inefficient and incapable of doing the job that a week ago they were incapable of doing because they were a private company.
So so we can talk about the TSA if you want, but the big news here is that the federal government, this judge, U.S. magistrate judge, has directed Apple to help the FBI find a way in. Now, when a judge, as we were discussing last night, when a judge writes an order, this is basically something that cannot be ignored in a lot of cases.
Right.
If you do not follow what the judge's order says, you're in contempt of court. And if you're in contempt of court, then bad things happen to you. Now, if you're an individual and you're in contempt of court, you'll go to jail.
Yes.
Most frequently. And they can put you in jail for an indefinite period of time, because contempt is like an unlimited power that judges have in the Western judicial systems. It's crazy.
Yes.
There's basically no checks whatsoever on contempt of court. But I can't say that I know what happens if Apple, a corporation, goes into contempt of court, because Apple is saying, basically, we can't do this. We've designed this.
Yeah, Apple's basically saying that we can't make 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah.
You know, like it's not going to happen,
right.
Judge.
This cryptography is based on math, and it's based on complicated math, and we've made it so no one can break into it. And the FBI is admitting here, so this is one of the more revealing things about this case, is the FBI is saying, we can't crack Apple's encryption. We can't do it. We've tried. We can't do it. We need their help.
And Apple is even saying that we,
can't.
Apple, right. can't break this. We would have to create a whole new program to wind up giving you the access that you want,
that's
and
correct.
We're not going to do that. Now, there's a question that USA Today Tech posted on Twitter that I think is very important to ask. Should Apple fight the court order to break into the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think? That's the question that I'm asking. Should Apple fight the court order?
I would say yes. It would be a great thing for them to do for everyone.
It sounds like that's exactly what they're doing. I thought you were going to give us some responses from the website or something. Like that.
Well, they've got the question up on Twitter, and it's one of these Twitter polls to where you can vote.
I've never seen those before. Is that a new thing?
What's that?
Is that a new thing?
I think it's fairly new.
Okay, neat.
Right now, there's been over 3,000 people that have voted. 49% have voted yes. 40% have voted no. 11% have voted not sure.
You can tell us how you feel about it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So 40% saying, no, Apple should not fight. They should roll over.
Correct.
They should do what they're told.
49%. And I'm surprised it's so high that 49% of respondents are saying, yes, Apple should fight it.
That seems low to me. For the Internet, that seems low. I would expect more out of the Internet. You know, with the Internet, you generally expect that more people there care about freedom. At least that seems to be the way the Internet has behaved over time. So I'm surprised it's not 60% or more saying yes.
I'm not. And the reason that I'm not is because it was a bad guy, Ian. It was a bad guy. It was the shooter.
Yeah.
He was a bad guy.
Apple's
he was a bad, bad man.
Right. Apple's protecting criminals.
Apple's protecting this bad man, and Edward Snowden is sticking up for Apple protecting this bad man.
But Donald Trump is attacking Apple. We'll get into all that. Plus, Apple's official response. What did they have to say? Why are they doing what they're doing here? Why are they not just rolling over for this judge and creating a whole new operating system with a backdoor for the federal government? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and you can join us here and share your thoughts on this controversy. And maybe you support the state. We'd love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-961-8439. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-961-8439. 1-800-961-8439.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, I don't think I've ever owned an Apple product in my life, but I got to say, I've got a lot of respect for them as a company, especially after what they've done here, which is to refuse to assist the federal government in cracking their encryption scheme. Not because I support, you know, not assisting the police in investigating a murderer, but because I support encryption. I support your right to, you know, have your devices and encrypt the product, you know, the files on there that you want to encrypt, and trust that they're secure. And not that there's some sort of backdoor that's been programmed in for the access for the pleasure of the state agents who might be investigating you for a non-victim involved crime, for a crime that you know, is peaceful, like having drugs or something else.
Trying to sell someone those substances consensually.
Yeah, or you know, just political dissidents. They shouldn't be able to read any of your messages. And if you take the right steps,
unless you want them to,
and you shouldn't.
You know, I'm not saying anybody should, but there are some people that they're like, I don't care who reads my stuff.
Well, you never know what it is that you're doing that they'll find is illegal. That's the thing. And, you know, that's coming from me. I don't encrypt every email or whatever, but certainly you should have the option if you want it. And the marketplace says you should have it. Apple's one of the providers that gives people encrypted ability for their cell phones.
I guess I would make an argument that perhaps you should consider encrypting everything. There's been cases where, like, a company will get hacked. I can't remember. There's some Bitcoin company that got hacked, and it was like, well, everything's encrypted, so it's not a big deal. Like, our email accounts got hacked, but who cares, you know?
So if you want to join us here, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and then we'll share with you Apple's message to their customers, what it is that they're saying in response to a federal court judge ordering them to assist the FBI in cracking their own encryption scheme, which they say, even if they wanted to, they couldn't do. So let's go to Glenn, though, first. In Pennsylvania, Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, James, and Daryl.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Yeah, definitely want to address the Apple thing. At first, I just want to say, you know, hello to Tim the Spy and let him know that the guitar string is broken. The guitar string is broken. But anyway.
That's cute.
About this thing. Okay, what the metaphor, the analogy that came to mind for me is, okay, yeah, everyone would like to be able to trust that their safety deposit boxes at the bank are, you know, not snooped into, are secured, and that the bank honors their commitment to keep the contents of their safety deposits boxes secure. However, if there is reasonable suspicion or probable cause that this person has committed a felony or a murder or whatever, and then a warrant can be issued for the, you know, safety deposit box to be opened up for inspection by the authorities.
And the bank will just let them walk right in and get into your safe deposit box.
Well, I don't know. I believe they have to comply with warrants under a situation like that.
Yeah.
Do they not?
Absolutely do. That's what I said. They will let the cops walk right in and get into your safe deposit box.
Right. And so, you know, so the issue here of encryption is a little different because the difference being that, you know, the bank has control over the keys and the keys have, you know, machined locks and all that kind of stuff. It's not quite as complex. It's not designed to be undefeatable, you know. So encryption has this question, this issue where I don't know if you may well remember, do you remember when PGP and 64-bit encryption is unbreakable? Oops, well, maybe not. I just think it's funny that in encryption, there's always been this myth of the unbreakable encryption. Mm. And it's always been, and no matter whether they went to 128 bits or whatever, which is, again, exponentially harder than 64.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not a techno wizard. I mean, I know a thing or two about building computers and technology, but I've heard, and I'm sure some encryption wizard could tell me this, but I've heard that if there were a quantum computer, and there probably will be someday within our lifetime, that a quantum computer could in an instant break any of today's encryption. So obviously at some point in the future, what we have today is not going to hold up. But for now,
I don't know about
the FBI
an instant,
can't get in.
And let me give a better analogy. Instead of the safe deposit the safe deposit box at the bank or the credit union and the FBI saying, we need in that. It would be akin to you buying one of these fire safes from like Home Depot or Office Max, putting important documents in there, and then the FBI going to the company that manufactured the safe that you own and saying, you need to give us the key to get in this. And them saying, right. But we don't keep keys for the fired safes right. that we sell. It doesn't right. matter. Right. You manufactured it, so give us access now. That's actually, what the FBI is saying to Apple.
Well, I don't think he was drawing an analogy. Yeah. I think he was just talking about safe deposit boxes.
Right. I just wanted to make sure that, you know,
if there's to be an analogy,
this is a much better analogy right. than well, going to the bank that has physical control.
Right. With the exception that most home fire safes aren't that tricky. But anyway, and I wonder about more serious safe companies, you know, if they do have, like, if the safe companies do have ways to get in, like, especially for a safe where you're setting your own combination. Yeah. So the issue is, it almost seems like the bigger, more overarching issue is this question of the undefeatability of the encryption, and Apple saying, well, we wouldn't want to, but even if we did, we can't. That's right there. That's your choke point. That's your salient point.
What do you mean?
That even they can't hack it, supposedly.
Right. Thanks, Glenn, for your call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Apple posting on their website yesterday a message to our customers. This was written by Tim Cook, who I believe is a high-ranking Apple official. I don't know if he's the CEO. But anyway, I think he is. He says this, quote, "The United States government has demanded that Apple take an unprecedented step which threatens the security of our customers. And we oppose this order," he says, "which has implications far beyond the legal case at hand. The moment calls for public discussion, and we want our customers and people around the country to understand what is at stake." The need for encryption, he writes, "Smartphones led by iPhone have become an essential part of our lives. People use them to store an incredible amount of personal information, from our private conversations to our photos, our music, notes, our calendars and contacts, our financial information and health data, even where we've been and where we're going. All of that information needs to be protected from hackers and criminals who want to access it, steal it, and use it without our knowledge or permission. Customers expect Apple and other technology companies to do everything in our power to protect their personal information, and at Apple, we're deeply committed to safeguarding their data. Compromising the security of our personal information can ultimately put our personal safety at risk, and that is why encryption has become so important to all of us. For many years, we've used encryption to protect our customers' personal data because we believe it's the only way to keep the information safe. We have even put that data out of our own reach because we believe the contents of your iPhone are none of our business." So he goes on to say, in regards to the San Bernardino case, "We were shocked and outraged by the deadly act of terrorism in San Bernardino last December. We mourn the loss of life and want justice for all those whose lives were affected. The FBI asked us for help in the days following the attack, and we've worked hard to support the government's efforts to solve this horrible crime. We have no sympathy for terrorists." We'll share the rest of his statement here, published on Apple.com for their customers and others to read with their opinions about this whole situation. It's Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I could even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Your comments on Apple basically telling the FBI, hey, look, we're not going to be able to help you here because it would look bad for us. We're going to read the full statement here from their CEO. It would look bad for Apple if they went ahead and did what the FBI were demanding. If they were to create a backdoor for the government, their reputation within the internet community, within the technology community, would suffer greatly.
Yes.
And it would not be worth it to them to make that choice in the marketplace. Thankfully, we have competition, and there's not just one company out there that, you know, the feds can put pressure on to here. And so we'll continue with Apple's statement. But if you're getting ready to launch a new business, or maybe you've had a business for a long time and you just need some new business cards, Vistaprint can help. You go to Vistaprint.com. You can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 when you use code FTL. That's code FTL like Free Talk Live. And maybe you need more than business cards, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. Vistaprint is great for small business owners and people with a home and, again, small office. You can customize the text, the color, the backsides of the business card. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design that you've already done offline. But if you need to do it right there on their website, it's super easy. They've got an online card designing system that I used to create the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree cards, which I just uploaded a couple of graphics, and it was super easy and very user-friendly. You can go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL for Free Talk Live listeners. Code FTL at Vistaprint.com. Get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. So we're talking about the Apple statement from their website, Apple.com, by CEO Tim Cook, saying that, hey, you know, they don't support terrorism. And they've tried to assist the FBI, but at this point, they've gone as far as they can. He said, quote, when the FBI has requested data that's in our possession, we've provided it.
Apple complies with valid subpoenas and search warrants, as we have in the San Bernardino case. We've also made Apple engineers available to advise the FBI, and we've offered our best ideas on a number of investigative options at their disposal. We have great respect for the professionals at the FBI, and we believe their intentions are good. Up to this point, we've done everything that is both within our power and within the law to help them. But now, the U.S. government has asked us for something we simply do not have, and something we consider too dangerous to create. They have asked us to build a back door into the iPhone. Specifically, the FBI wants us to make a new version of the iPhone operating system, circumventing several important security features, and install it on an iPhone recovered during the investigation. Let's be clear. They want this to be installed on every iPhone in existence. If they create a new operating system at the FBI's behest, the FBI isn't just going to want that to be installed on this one phone. They're going to want that to be rolled out to every iPhone user in the entire world, if not in the United States. And further, I don't know if they would be able... I mean, maybe they have the ability to create a brand new operating system and then layer it over top of the existing one. But I don't think that would decrypt the encrypted files there. I don't think even if Apple did what they were asking for... I suspect that would not solve the issue, because those files are encrypted, and Apple is saying, we don't have the key. So we can put a new operating system on this phone, even if they were willing to put a backdoor in.
Right.
Sure, we can put a new operating system on this phone, but it's going to format the phone. You're not going to have access to the old files. Or if the old files are still there, they're still encrypted with the old file system, the file encryption system, and this new operating system isn't going to be able to magically decrypt the things that they don't have the key to decrypt.
Right. So you're asking us to do something that
is impossible.
We cannot do, and it's impossible to do with computers the way computers currently work.
But we're the government, and I am a man in a robe, and I say you must do this. This is the order that from the judge.
I demand... Ian Freeman, I demand that you levitate in front of my desk for 5 minutes.
And the question is, if they don't follow the judge's order, because they can't, and obviously they're going to be, you know, some sort of lawsuit involved. The EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, is getting involved in this. There's going to be more court wranglings going on here. But ultimately, if the judge says, well, I'm really mad and I'm finding you in contempt, what happens when a corporation is found in contempt? Is it a daily fine that they become subject to?
Possibly.
Does the CEO or the board of directors go to prison?
Possibly.
Well, I've never come across this, so I don't know. I mean, I'm more familiar with criminal court, so I'm not sure exactly what this would look like. If you're more of a legal eagle, you're welcome to call in toll-free here and share your thoughts on what would happen if the judge pushes forward with this. Despite Apple saying, look, we can't do this, you're asking for the impossible, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. So they say here that in the wrong hands, this software, which does not exist today, would have the potential to unlock any iPhone in someone's physical possession. The FBI may use different words to describe this tool, but make no mistake, building a version of iOS that bypasses security in this way would undeniably create a backdoor. And while the government may argue that its use would be limited in this case, there is no way to guarantee such control. And indeed, when you look at the NSA, for instance, and all of the unofficial illegal things that they have done that were revealed by Edward Snowden, who, by the way, is speaking this weekend at the upcoming Liberty Forum, and we'll tell you about that later. You look at all that, and you can see that these government guys cannot be trusted. They're not out there for your best interest. Maybe Apple's right, and the FBI, individual FBI agents who are investigating this murder case, maybe they do have the best of intentions. But the FBI as a whole, I don't believe that they do.
Now, Time has a little bit more to add to this. They say, so what happens now? Can the government simply force Apple to crack open the iPhone and question and be done with it?
No.
The short answer is no, at least not right now. The longer answer is maybe. It all comes down to how the U.S. courts interpret a 227-year-old law known as the All Writs Act, originally passed in 1789, which has never been tested in this way in court.
All writs, like W-R-I-T, all writ?
Yes.
Okay.
Plural.
Yep.
So we're in uncharted waters. In all likelihood, the question of whether the FBI can force Apple to build new technology in order to comply with an existing warrant will be appealed all the way up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and possibly the U.S. Supreme Court. And then they go back over some of the basic facts that we've already covered.
So I've got more from the Apple CEO here. He's not done yet. He says, so again, they're asking us for a backdoor. He says, while the government may argue it will be limited in their use, but there's no way to guarantee that. Further, he says, some would argue that building a backdoor for just one iPhone is a simple, clean-cut solution, but it ignores both the basics of digital security and the significance of what the government is demanding in this case. In today's digital world, the key to an encrypted system is a piece of information that unlocks the data, and it is only as secure as the protections around it. Once the information is known or a way to bypass the code is revealed, the encryption can be defeated by anyone with that knowledge. The government suggests this tool could only be used once on one phone, but that's simply not true. Once created, the technique could be used over and over again on any number of devices. In the physical world, it would be the equivalent of a master key, capable of opening hundreds of millions of locks, from restaurants and banks to stores and homes. No reasonable person would find that acceptable. The government is asking Apple to hack our own users and undermine decades of security advancements that protect our customers, including tens of millions of American citizens, from sophisticated hackers and cyber criminals. The same engineers who built strong encryption into the iPhone to protect our users would ironically be ordered to weaken those protections and make our users less safe. We can find no precedent for an American company being forced to expose its customers to a greater risk of attack. For years, cryptologists and national security experts have been warning against weakening encryption, and doing so would hurt only the well-meaning and law-abiding citizens who rely on companies like Apple to protect their data. Criminals and bad actors will still encrypt using tools that are readily available to them. And that's a good point here. If Apple were to do what the FBI wants them to do, create a new version of the operating system with a security backdoor, that wouldn't stop someone who was a knowledgeable criminal from downloading third-party encryption software. Say, I don't know, TrueCrypt isn't being developed anymore, but there have been, there's VeraCrypt, well, there's others.
There are just steps you can take, to try to defeat their measures, is what you're saying.
Well, what I'm saying is that even if Apple were to defeat their own measures, someone who wanted to protect their data would simply use another encryption mechanism. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing on Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System, along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kudos to Tim Cook from Apple Computer for coming out and basically telling the federal government, this is going too far. We are not going to do what you're demanding. Yes, I understand you are a man in a robe. And when you say things, normally that means that if you don't do them, then someone goes to prison for a contempt of court. But nonetheless, we cannot do what you're asking us to do, even if we wanted to. But further, we don't want to because our customers would not appreciate it. And it's essentially what he's doing. The court has ordered Apple to remove the encryption, to break the encryption on their iPhone operating system, because apparently one of the San Bernardino shooters from December allegedly had an iPhone, and it is locked, and the FBI cannot get into said iPhone. And even though Apple has been assistive towards the FBI, they've been as helpful as they can, they say, they're just not willing to take this step. Not only can they not take the step anyway because of the encryption system, they don't have the keys to your encrypted phone. But further, they wouldn't want to anyway because they've built a level of trust with their customer base. And their customers expect privacy. When Apple says your phone is encrypted, that's supposed to mean there aren't back doors. That's kind of one of the things about encryption.
Right.
And so let me continue here. There's just a few more things that Tim Cook says in their public statement to their customers posted on Apple.com. So he says, rather than asking for legislative action through Congress, the FBI is proposing an unprecedented use of the what's called the All Writs Act of 1789. You mentioned this previously, Daryl.
Yes.
Earlier in the hour. To justify an expansion of its authority, the government would have us remove security features and add new capabilities to the operating system, allowing a passcode to be input electronically. This would make it easier to unlock an iPhone by brute force, trying thousands or millions of combinations with the speed of a modern computer. The implications of the government's demands are chilling. If the government can use the All Writs Act to make it easier to unlock your iPhone, it would have the power to reach into anyone's device to capture their data. The government could extend this breach of privacy and demand that Apple build surveillance software to intercept your messages, access your health records or financial data, track your location, or even access your phone's microphone or camera without your knowledge. Posing this order is not something we take lightly. We feel we must speak up in the face of what we see as an overreach by the U.S. government. We are challenging the FBI's demands with the deepest respect for American democracy and a love for our country. We believe it would be in the best interest of everyone to step back and consider the implications. While we believe the FBI's intentions are good, it would be wrong for the government to force us to build a backdoor into our products, and ultimately we fear that this demand would undermine the very freedoms and liberty that our government is meant to protect. From Tim Cook, Apple's CEO.
Yeah, and like to me, this is, it just goes back to like how much is too much. I mean, it's one of those cases where someone does a bad thing, and so we're going to have a bunch of, you know, rules implement a whole bunch of new stuff and inconvenience everyone. Like, I mean, you could have like, okay, people are driving drunk. That's a problem. Okay, we're going to order all the car manufacturers to, you know, have a breathalyzer in the car, and you have to blow into the thing. You know, every time.
I wouldn't be surprised if that proposal has been made somewhere.
I mean, like, how much tyranny do you want? Like, at some point, like, I'm glad that Apple's saying, like, no, this is...
Well, obviously, James, the only real solution is to prohibit cars and all electronic devices.
Well, yeah, if no one can drive, then no one will get in a car accident.
You know, another fascinating thing about this whole thing is, you know, governments are very good. Like, they have the physical world... You know, secured the digital world.
Well, what do you think they do? But we know the TSA is security theater, right? Like they,
that's
TSA
true.
Misses 90% of the bombs and bomb parts and guns and gun
from
parts
from their internal
checks
of themselves.
Yes. So we know that that's all security theater. But they would like you to believe that they have the security lockdown.
Okay, I'll grant you that. Yeah. Like the digital world, you know, this is a whole new, I guess, reality or whatever you want to call it. And it's very hard for them to control it. And it's like, yep. To me, it's like it's like the dying, you know, they're like this, you know,
a dinosaur
trying to, you know, interact with the modern world. It's like, you know, like, please, like
the digital world goes too fast for the government. They can't keep up. I mean, we've had internet now for more than 20 years publicly. I mean, it's relatively common now in the last decade, but it was around in the early 1990s. And the government's still trying to figure out how to tax the internet. I mean, they've managed to tax a few things here and there, like sales taxes on certain companies in certain states. But
that's state level. That's not feds.
That's right. And I remember the story about the FBI not being able to figure out how to set up an email system for their offices in Washington D.C. And that was as recent as a decade ago. So these government agents are super incompetent when it comes to the internet. They may have some experts on their staff, like they may have hired IT people who know a thing or two about the internet. But overall, the government is an incompetent, inefficient, bloated agency or full of bloated agencies, and they just don't move quickly. So when the internet changes, when something new develops on the internet, it's likely going to be years before the government can even get itself into gear to try to come up with some kind of response, some new law or regulation or whatever. But then by that time, the internet has already changed again. Whatever it was that was out previously is now, you know, version 3.0, and or is now there's five competitors, and, you know, the government can't keep up.
Yeah, and there's always going to be, you know, the government's always going to want a backdoor. There's the guy that develops Linux, his name is, I think, Linus. There's a great video where he's asked the question, like, has the government ever asked you for a backdoor to Linux? And he says, no, but he's shaking his head yes when he's saying it. So it's hilarious to watch it. Like, it's funny, but
kind of sad.
It's creepy in a way, too.
Scary.
Like, you know, these people are just obsessed with, you know, they have to, it's like they have to control every little thing.
The government does.
That's right. And I think it's just great that, like, I view it as like a, you know, this is a protection from them for us.
Yeah, I love it. And I understand, you know, Tim Cook is certainly no libertarian. And obviously he's plastering his message here with niceties towards the FBI about how we're trying to help them as much as we can. We just can't go this far. And I'm glad to see him being willing to put his foot down in this particular case. And hopefully this will encourage other companies, if similarly demanded by the federal government, to do the same thing. I would hope that Google would also answer similarly.
Well, one would hope, but according to a tweet from Edward Snowden, he says, this is the most important tech case in a decade. Silence means Google has picked a side, but it's not the public's.
Really?
Yeah.
So Google has been asked to respond, and they have said nothing about this?
That's what I can take from his tweet.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to extrapolate that much from a 140-character tweet, but maybe somebody should look into that. And maybe, well, because we know that Google played sort of tag-along. I think Apple did the full phone encryption first as a default on their operating system, and then Google sort of did Me Too and said, oh, we'll implement that. So they had full phone encryption as an option on their Android system, but I believe it may be enabled by default now. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. But as of right now, Google has not come out in support of Apple.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So still to come here tonight, we're going to share with you Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, I can.
And how he has weighed in this particular matter. I know some people who are libertarians are supporting Donald Trump. I'm still not quite sure why.
Because the reason that I've heard the most, it's not said verbatim this way, but it boils down to, I'm tired of losing, and he can win, so I want to be on the winning team, so therefore Trump.
That's pretty bad, because that's not even them trying to say that he's the most libertarian candidate of all of them. Now, I have heard that claim. I don't know if I believe that it's true, and I think it's ridiculous to compare Republicans and or Democrats and try to pretend like there's really a dime's worth of difference between them.
I don't know. I was thinking, like, maybe, you know, some people, maybe they like their mother more, and then, like, some people like their father more. So maybe some people see Donald Trump as the father.
Like their daddy.
Like the stern, you know, guy. He's going to come in and fix everything, and he's wiser and better than us all. And
authoritarian daddy in this particular case.
Yeah, so it's like, do you want mommy government or do you want daddy government?
Well, and there has been the story that we read previously about how both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, this was, I think, Saturday night show, compared some of their statements and found some striking similarities between both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. And the similarities are that they're both authoritarians, which, of course, all of the other Republicans and Democrat candidates are as well. But nonetheless, these are the two ones that are leading in the polls. And so we actually have a Donald Trump quote or so about this situation. Daryl, is that right?
I can get into that.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's coming up. Your calls and thoughts welcome as well. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.